T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. The owner of a Japanese cookware store in Torrance and his employee shocked and saddened over a threatening note left on their door early this week. Whoever it is told the owner to go back to Japan or they'd blow up the store. KNX 1070's John Baird live at the scene with more.
The owner and his employee just talked to reporters about what happened. They talked to us on the sidewalk right in front of the store. The employee who found the hateful note found it on Monday morning, glued or affixed to the door somehow, and it was basically telling the owner to go back to Japan or else.
And we're going to bomb you if you don't want to listen to us. And we know where you live and something like that.
The employee couldn't believe it.
Sad, mad, anger, scared.
Those were his reactions. The elderly owner, who opened the store 9 years ago, said through an interpreter, one of my colleagues, he doesn't scare easily. He'd been robbed touring the U.S.
around the world or the country several times by motorcycle and was held up several times.
He says he was very disappointed. Police are investigating. Reporting live in Torrance, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA City Councilmember Curran Price now introducing a motion at today's council meeting. He's set to introduce this motion that would make it illegal to call 911 to report false or frivolous racially based accusations. Price says the system is being abused, and without a police report, there is little recourse for the victim of this type of action. Price says it also results in wasted time. An alleged serial rapist, police say, violently attacked women in Riverside and Corona going back 25 years. He's now behind bars.
Rapes between April of 1996 and May 2007 in Riverside and Corona resulted in an unexpected hit in the FBI's genealogy database.
Darren Edward Cook raped and assaulted numerous victims using, at various times, guns and knives.
Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hastrin, these had been cold cases.
The detectives on this case got help from the FBI to use genealogical DNA. That pool of potential suspects, then it was just old-fashioned detective work, getting DNA from potential suspects, seeing if that DNA matches the DNA taken from crime scenes.
That led them to their suspect, Darren Edward Cook, 50 years of age, arrested in Arizona, has since been extradited back here to California. In Riverside, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
7 local health officers in California have now resigned from their positions after numerous threats to do them harm.
It's happened in counties large and small. Health officers and their families threatened online and in public forums, depicted as Nazis for ordering people to shelter in place, businesses to close.
They have no other agenda. They have no ulterior motives but to keep their community safe and healthy. And it's just really distressing.
Lori Trammell heads the National Association of County and City Health Officers and says these sorts of threats are happening all over the country. Tim Ryan for CBS News, San Carlos, California.
6 years after launching a pilot program on body cameras for Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies, the department is now officially rolling them out for the force. Sheriff Alex Villanueva blames the delay on his predecessors and the County Board of Supervisors.
Our intentions were very specific from the very beginning, And the county board of supervisors, the CEO, they put in hurdle after hurdle, delay after delay on purpose to trying to stall the implementation of these body-worn cameras. And we have a long trail of emails and documentation we submitted to make this happen.
Supervisors have said that they have tried to make sure the rollout is properly conducted with answers to key questions like how to release recordings to the public and how to pay for the data storage. Lancaster will be the first of five stations to begin using the technology sometime in the fall. The move comes 5 years after the LAPD started its program. A bear has been trapped following an attack that left a young woman with scratches and bite wounds. This is in Sierra Madre. She was working on her laptop computer in her backyard on Monday night. When she fell asleep, she woke up with the bear attacking her. The woman grabbed her laptop, hit the bear with it before it ran off. The woman's injuries are not considered life-threatening. State Fish and Wildlife Captain Patrick Foy tells KNX, it's unusual but not unheard of that a bear would attack a person who posed no threat.
It's really difficult for people to fathom that, you know, these animals in these rare circumstances are looking for food, and they're looking for this person as a prey item.
A bear attacked a homeless man in Sierra Madre last year. It's unclear if it's the same bear.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.